This is Akashvani, the news read by Manoj Singh Rana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asserted that the central government is committed for the development of nomadic tribes and communities. The Prime Minister was speaking at a function at Vashim in Maharashtra after launching various initiatives related to the agriculture and animal husbandry sector worth around 23,300 crore rupees. The PM also inaugurated the Banjara Virasat Museum in Pohra Devi at Vashim, which underlines the rich heritage of the Banjara community. The four-story museum has 13 galleries depicting the Banjara legacy through the portraits of Banjara community leaders and the Banjara movement. Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan, Maharashtra Chief Minister Eknath Shinde and other dignitaries were present on this occasion. Mr. Modi criticized the Congress regime for deliberately keeping such marginalized communities away from the mainstream. He said it was the National Democratic Alliance government which established the Welfare Board for the Development of Nomadic Tribes. He also informed that the Maharashtra government is running Sant Sevalal Maharaj Banjara Tanda Samriddhi Abhiyan for development of such nomadic communities. During his day-long visit to Maharashtra, Mr. Modi will also inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of key metro and road projects in Thane this evening. In Haryana, voting is underway for the single-phase assembly elections in 90 constituencies. Over 49% voter turnout was recorded till 3 p.m. The polling, which began at 7 in the morning, will conclude at 6 p.m. Over 2 crore 3 lakh voters are deciding the fate of 1,031 candidates. A total of 20,632 polling stations have been set up across the state. Chief Electoral Officer of the state, Punjab, Pankaj Agrawal said adequate security arrangements have been made at all polling stations along with the webcasting facility to ensure free, fair and smooth voting. In Chhattisgarh, police have recovered bodies of three more Maoists from the encounter site. The number of Maoists killed in the encounter with security forces in Abujamar area yesterday has risen to 31. Inspector General of Police Bastar Range Sundar Raj Patilingam said that heavy arms and ammunition have also been recovered. The exchange of fire took place in the forest of Nindur Tultuli on the Narayanpur-Dantewada border yesterday when a joint security force team was conducting a search operation in the area. Security personnel have recovered an LMG, an AK-47 and a self-loading rifle along with many other weapons from the spot. The search operation is still going on in the area. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar says India will not engage in discussions regarding its relations with Pakistan at the upcoming Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO summit in Islamabad on the 15th and 16th of October. He interacted with the media while attending the Sardar Patel Lecture on Governance organized by the IC Center for Governance in New Delhi today. Dr. Jaishankar emphasized that his participation would be discussed on the multilateral nature of the event. American and British military forces have launched coordinated strikes on more than a dozen Houthi-controlled sites in Yemen. The strikes were carried out by military aircraft and naval ships hitting Houthi strongholds across five key areas. According to the US officials, the attacks targeted key weapon systems, military bases and other infrastructure utilized by the Iranian-backed armed group. This development also marks a significant escalation in the ongoing conflict in Yemen, where Houthi forces have been engaged in a protracted civil war since 2014. At the ISSF Junior World Championship, Indian pistol shooter Devanshi secured her second individual gold in the women's 25-meter standard pistol event, leading a remarkable clean sweep in Peru. In the corresponding men's event, Suraj Sharma won a gold, with Mukesh Nilavalli settling for a bronze. Mukesh already has four gold medals in the competition. In the Women's T20 World Cup today, a Group A match is underway between Australia and Sri Lanka in Sharjah. Opting to bat first, Sri Lankan women were 25 for 2 in 6.3 overs when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.